Hello, and welcome to this first class in Level 2 of Awakening to 5D with Ease and Confidence. So, now that we've explored the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions in Level 1, and also gone into some of the issues you may be experiencing in your personal ascension process, including those you may be having in expressing your spiritual mission, now it's time to go a little more deeply into who you are as part of the human collective in this process of ascension, and what your galactic history as a soul may be. You've maybe never thought about it, but it's likely, if you're taking this course, that you are what has been called a star seed, a highly evolved and probably very ancient soul who came to Earth from somewhere out in the stars, either in this solar system or from the outer reaches of the universe, or maybe even from another universe. In a lot of ways, star seeds are different from most people in the world. As a star seed, you may be someone who really loves the Earth itself very much, but perhaps you've never quite felt at home here. Maybe you've always felt out of place or like an outsider in certain ways, like you don't quite fit in. And you haven't ever quite understood what goes on here in this world, why things like war and oppression exist, or how people can be so cruel to each other at times. Maybe there are times you have feelings of deep homesickness, although you may have no idea where home could be. Or perhaps, although you may love your natal family here a whole lot, you sense they are not your real family. That somewhere out there you have a family that is more like you somehow. And maybe there have been times when you felt you've just had enough of living here, that you just can't take it anymore, and you've wanted to leave. And yet, on some level, you've known you're supposed to be here. You have a mission to accomplish, so you've chosen to stay and to carry on here. If you relate to any of this, know that these are common experiences for star seeds. And for some, they're stronger than for others. But if you really relate to these experiences, you may have just arrived here recently. This could even be your first incarnation on this planet. Or you might have been here for thousands of years, incarnating over and over again, each time attempting to accomplish your mission, and the feelings of not quite being at home here still persist. Either way, in your heart, you're likely excited and eager for the show on Earth to finally begin, for ascension to truly begin happening in an obvious way. But maybe at the same time, you're feeling really weary at this point, impatient, discouraged, waiting for the planetary event to take place, and also weary due to a seemingly unending process of personal ascension you're experiencing. And this is understandable. The process of ascension is taking longer than many ever anticipated, and a whole lot more than anyone imagined seems to be coming up for everyone on the planet at this time to handle and to resolve. And this is especially so for star seeds, as I've indicated before to you, because many star seeds have taken on some collective karma as well as their own. So you may feel this at times, that somehow what you're in the middle of clearing in yourself doesn't even feel like it's yours, or at least it's not all yours. You know, I imagine if you're like most star seeds and you're taking this course, you're very serious about your own ascension process, and you've been conscientiously working on yourself for a while, maybe even for decades. And maybe you've had the belief, when you fall into your old 3D habits of thinking, that the suffering in your life is due to the fact that you've done something wrong, or there's something not right about yourself. You're broken in some way, that you have to fix yourself. You have to work to heal yourself. And you have to do this in order to wake up or become enlightened. And maybe you've concluded that since you're not enlightened yet, you're obviously not worthy because you have shortcomings. You still have issues to resolve. Full awakening is not available to you because you're not healed enough, or you're too lazy, or you don't meditate enough. Maybe you even feel at times that you haven't gotten what awakening is all about, or that you only understand about it on an intellectual level. So you must not be at all evolved yet. Or maybe you get stuck on certain things, like not being able to forgive someone, or how to give up your cigarette habit, or your overeating habit, or how to love yourself enough. So obviously, you must still be functioning from your ego, you know, that terrible ego that's always tripping you up, and you've got to work on this. And maybe challenges keep happening to you no matter what you do. You never quite pass the tests that come up. So for that reason, you decide something must be wrong with you. And maybe you've really failed when it comes to manifesting. You just don't seem to be able to manifest the joy and the abundance in your life that you desire. And of course, in believing all these ideas, you probably experience shame and guilt and self-judgment. And then, when you find yourself experiencing these feelings, you feel even more guilt and shame for not getting the teachings out there that tell you that highly evolved people only experience positive, uplifting emotions. So if you experience suffering, it means you're not very enlightened. And if you feel shame, it means you simply don't love yourself enough, and you have to work harder at this. So is any of this familiar to you? Doesn't it make you tired just to hear it? Have you ever noticed that no matter how much work you do on yourself, no matter how much healing you've accomplished, no matter how much spiritual practice you've done over the years, there's always, always more to work on? You may have times in which you feel good because you've finally begun to feel better and positive things are at last happening in your life. But how long does that ever last? Really? Doesn't some new challenge always seem to come along eventually to pull you down into self-doubt again? Perhaps you've learned through hard work and healing yourself and a lot of spiritual practice to meet life's constant challenges with greater ease and balance and neutrality and inner strength, and you feel good about this, which you definitely should, because this is truly an accomplishment if you can do this. But doesn't that sometimes really make you weary? All these challenges you have to constantly meet in a balanced way, all these things to learn and practice and heal and fix. It's seemingly never ending. Does it ever feel as if it's somehow not fair? That it doesn't make sense? That something's not right about all this? If God is all love, then why is it so hard? Why is there so much suffering? Is it really your own fault? Is something really wrong with you? You know you're basically a good, loving person, attempting to live a good life, being kind and caring and sincere in your intentions. Well, you might believe, well, it's because you probably weren't so good and kind and caring in past lives. You know, you made poor choices. So now you're having to balance that. Now you have to pay for what you've done. It's your fault for not following God's dictates about love, for not understanding the laws of the universe, or whatever. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe, just maybe, the whole system that's set up here on Earth in the third dimension and now in the fourth is stacked against you? That maybe the whole karmic and reincarnation system has somehow been tampered with in order to keep you on the wheel, experiencing negativity over and over again, so that it's next to impossible to ever get off of the wheel? That maybe your difficulty in waking up spiritually is actually not your fault? Well, if you have, guess what? You're right. Now, I know this may sound like a radical idea. What do I mean your karma is not your fault, or the difficulties you've had in getting off the karmic wheel have to do with some sort of tampering with the whole system itself? Before you dismiss this possibility, just take in what I'm saying and try it on. See if something within you doesn't resonate with it. First of all, I'm not saying that you don't have to balance the karma you've created. It's true, you do. This is your responsibility. What I am suggesting is that there is a different reason for your having to do this than you might think. It's not because you've done bad things in the past and you have to pay for them. It's not because you're somehow flawed and you need to heal and fix yourself because you're unworthy in some way, not evolved enough, and that you should be feeling shame and guilt about yourself for all this. The reason you're responsible for balancing your karma is because this is part of the agreement you made in coming into the earth as a starseed lightworker in the first place. It was part of the deal when you came in to incarnate into human form in order to help humanity learn about love and to wake up. And it was the only deal available at the time. If you were going to come to this planet, which was known to be a fallen planet, one that had fallen into the dark depths of third dimensional reality, you had to fit into the plan here that all human beings were subject to, which was a system that had been hijacked by dark forces that had actually taken over the karmic system and tampered with it, making it next to impossible for people to make their way off the wheel. So in coming here, you had to go with the program, so to speak. You had to do your best to keep the light in view at all times and act from higher consciousness. But if you failed, you'd have to pay the consequences, which was a challenge that turned out to be much, much harder than you'd ever anticipated. The darkness in third dimensional Earth was much more powerful than you could have ever imagined. And even the most powerful and evolved souls coming here have ended up getting caught on the karmic wheel big time. Although your rational mind might be dismissing this possibility, perhaps a deeper part of you is responding with a knowing or a memory of a truth that you once knew long, long ago. This isn't just some woo-woo made-up story to make you feel better. Doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it answer a lot of questions that have never really been answered by any spiritual teachings you've studied? The structure and how the dense third dimension operates is actually set up in a way that's skewed to inhibit your evolution, to inhibit your waking up to your own power, and to inhibit your ability to free yourself. It's set up to create self-doubt, shame, guilt, and a feeling of unempowerment over your life. You could actually call it a type of third dimensional implant in your consciousness that actually works to keep you feeling separate from source and gives you the message that you are unworthy to wake up. And this is attached to your pineal gland on the etheric level. You know that voice in your head that's always ready to tell you you're doing something wrong? You're not doing it fast enough or well enough, no matter what you do. The one that very reliably tells you there's something wrong with you, you're not good enough. The one that consistently creates a sense of shame and guilt and self-doubt. It's been called the superego or the inner critic. And it's always been explained that it's just part of the human psyche and has to somehow be dealt with. But guess what? It was never part of the original human blueprint, nor was it part of your blueprint as a starseed when you first came into being or when you came to Earth. This superego is not natural to you. It's designed specifically to dumb you down, make you feel bad about yourself, so as to keep you weak and feel like you have to constantly do better. It's just part of the darkness that is still in power here. As I've indicated before in these classes, shame and guilt and self-doubt are emotions that are not even known in the fifth dimension or above. Where you originally came from, they don't exist. They are emotions that arose during the fall of consciousness into the third dimension, along with all the other emotions we call negative, like, you know, hatred, jealousy, resentment, depression, anxiety. They're all products of this fall. They are not a natural part of who you are. The good news is that just knowing this, that this implant in your head is not a part of who you are, will begin diminishing its power over you. Whenever you begin feeling shame or guilt, whenever self-judgment or self-doubt starts wearing you down, just remember that this shaming device in your head is not a natural part of you. And this will empower you to move out from under its control. And the same thing goes for whenever you begin feeling disconnected from Source or your higher self. Just recognize this feeling for what it is. There's something there acting to prevent this connection. And see if this realization can suddenly help you shift from under its influence and begin feeling your connection to Source again. It's kind of like a game of gotcha. You know, you start hearing the voice or feeling the disconnected feeling, and you catch it. Gotcha! You remember that it's not really a natural part of you. It's something foreign to you that's been planted there. It's like some sort of AI. You know, it has no consciousness of its own. It's just a programming that plays the same kind of negative messages over and over again. So if you can catch it like this when it happens, you'll immediately start feeling better and more empowered. But the main thing I want to tell you is that this whole situation that's hindering your awakening into joy and freedom is beginning to come to an end at this time. And as the high dimensional energies of light continue to stream onto the earth, assisting the earth and humanity to continue to rise into the higher fourth dimension and into the fifth, this whole corrupted system that has essentially enslaved us in ways that have made it incredibly challenging to wake up and to live in joy and love and harmony is going to fade away. It is actually already happening. If you pay attention, you can notice that things are easing up in certain ways. Yes, your life may still be crazy in some ways, with challenges on many different fronts, and the world out there is definitely falling apart and is likely to continue on like this for a while, perhaps even more so in the near future. But if you look past all the craziness and feel into your higher knowingness, you can tune in to the waves of love and light that are now entering the planet. that are in the process of transforming the world and each of us as individuals. As I've discussed in level one, these waves are disrupting and collapsing all structures that are corrupt and out of alignment with integrity and love, and shaking loose all emotions and belief patterns in you that are not in alignment with fifth dimensional qualities. As you know, the kind of transformation we're in the process of making is huge, and things will look chaotic and crazy for a while. It could get really rocky, and I will be discussing all of this more in later classes in this course. But if you keep remembering that this is all part of the transformational process that needs to happen in order for the Earth and humanity to enter the fifth dimension, it can make your own personal transformation a lot easier. And, very importantly, be aware that there is a multitude of motherships of benevolent galactics surrounding the Earth now. They are here to help liberate humanity. And some of them are probably going to be familiar to you. They're probably members of your star family, your star tribe. And they are all working assiduously on the levels they know how to work on to counter the dark forces here who have essentially been controlling humanity for thousands of years. All this, too, I will be discussing in greater detail in further classes of this course. But for now, just know that this whole corrupted system we've been struggling with, the whole limited and distorted third dimensional reality that we've been living in, is going to be shifting at long last. And if you can take that in, you will be able to experience a great sense of relief. And this could be sometime soon. It may take a while longer. But however it all happens, in whatever timing, do keep remembering why you are here and that you've come to help liberate humanity in any way you know how. Just your presence and focus on the light is helping. And very importantly, as I've said, remember, there's nothing wrong with you. There never has been. You have simply been caught in the energies of a fallen planet. And although, yes, you still have to balance and release the karma you've taken on, as you're doing this, you can also remember that you agreed to do this when you volunteered to come and assist humanity in the Earth. You agreed to take on everything the third dimension was going to dish out to you. You knew it was going to be rough here, that you'd lose your inherent knowing of who you were, a powerful being of light, totally connected to Source, and that you'd be subjected to the extremely limited and constrained conditions that humans were experiencing in the darkness of consciousness here. And yet, being the powerful, evolved soul that you were, you still agreed to do it. You took on the mission to come here and attempt to work within the ranks to do your job. It's true, it's been harder than you ever imagined it would be. The darkness of consciousness here has likely stunned you. And yet you took it all on, consistently making your way through the density, the darkness, the lack of awareness. And you've continued till today, attempting to hold steady with the light, no matter how rough it gets. If anything, you need to realize that just by still being here, doing your best, holding on to any knowing of the light at all, you have been victorious. You have triumphed against tremendously high odds. Be aware that in this way, you are already accomplishing your spiritual mission, even if it feels like you haven't really started it yet. Know that you are already doing it. And know that you are to be congratulated for this. See if you can appreciate yourself for just keeping on, keeping on, and feel your victory. It really won't be that much longer. You know, after all the time you've already spent here, diligently attempting to transmute the dark into the light, the time you have to go now is really nothing. So just hang in there the best you can. The time for your liberation really is not that long now. I have included the link to a YouTube guided meditation with this class. When you're ready, you can listen to it. It may help you directly experience where you originally came from before coming here and give you further information as to what your spiritual mission is. In the next class, I will be giving a lot of information about the state of the world we now live in and all the darkness we've been struggling against, and how this darkness is now being lifted after many thousands of years. Knowing all of this is really important for your ascension process. So, until then, as always, I send you much love and many blessings.